Well, we've had a little trouble, a little bit of radio trouble this morning, but everything looks better when we get to talk to Larry Weber. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, and welcome to September. Since we last spoke, awesome August has moved on and followed by a sensational September. And we had a number of things happen. We got a little bit rain as we exited the month, which gave the weather service a little closer to the normal amount, but it was still less than normal for the month of September. Sorry, for the month of August. The average temperature for August was, again, warmer than normal. And what I referred to last time as being the hottest, second hottest summer, June, July, August on record, is now official. And it was number two, the hottest, second hottest on record. It's interesting to note that even though the Weather Service reported only about 2 3/4 inches of rain for the month of August, we at our house here, and it's not really that far away, got 8.5 inches for the month of August. So, wow, quite a difference. But that's what happens during thunderstorm time. We can get downpours at one place and very little at somewhere else. Other things of note, the days continue to get shorter. I hope you had a chance to get out and see the full moon. And what we're having right now is the waning gibbous moon, which I always find spectacular because you can see it in the morning. You don't have to get up in the crazy hours during the night to see things. The days continue to get shorter now, and we're heading for the autumnal equinox in about 2 weeks. Things happen and when we start to get the days shorter. Most obvious is the migration. Canada geese are the ones that really stand out. Every day I see and hear flocks of Canada geese. There's also other types of ducks that are migrating. Hawk Ridge has been having a steady flight of different kinds of raptors. Bald eagles, sharp-shinned hawks, and broad-winged hawks seem to be the ones that are most numerous, but there is a variety of other raptors and non-raptors that are coming across. They had a big flight of nighthawks at the end of August, and then this week there were big flights of swallows coming across. Warblers, waxwings, blackbirds, robins, blue jays, flickers. I've been seeing all of these in their migrating as well. We don't see with these songbirds, we don't see the really big flocks as noticeable as it is with raptors or with Canada geese, but they are there. And if you start looking around, you'll see movements. And speaking of migration, let's don't overlook a few other critters. I saw again yesterday migrating monarchs. If you see a monarch this time of year, it's almost always a migrant. And then they're not the only insects that migrate. I have had times in early September where I've seen huge numbers of green darner dragonflies. They migrate as well. They don't go quite as far, and their migration is not as well known, but they are migrants. There are times at Hawk Ridge where there probably are more green darner dragonflies flying over than there are hawks. Other things of note with insects, I have had several walks this week where I went out in the goldenrods. This is the goldenrods are starting to fade, but they're still doing very, very well. And you do almost any driving in any part of the area, you'll see goldenrods along the roadside. And I think that is so terrific. These are native plants, and they are just spectacular at this time. Well, I've been getting out of stopping the car and getting out and walking through these patches of goldenrod, and they are just filled with insects. We may think in terms of allergies and getting stung and so forth, but I don't worry about any of that. Just go out and take a look. There's plenty that goes on there. Sure, there are bees, there are wasps. But what intrigues me is some of the other insects. There are flower flies and serpent flies that mimic the bees, but they're totally harmless. Then there are the red meadowhawk dragonflies, a very small meadow fly that is just numerous at this time in the goldenrods. There are spread-winged damselflies. There are other species of insects that are out there in big numbers as well. And, of course, any time when there's lots of insects, there's going to be the spiders. This continues to be still web-watching time. Since we last spoke, I went out and walked in the morning dew in a field that is just filled with webs. I estimated at least hundreds of webs that were out there. And thanks to the morning dew, the dew had settled onto the webs, and they became very easy to see, truly spectacular. Now, that will continue as we go into September. The webs this morning were not quite as numerous because of the cool temperatures. We had mid-40s at our house. But usually, as we go into September until about mid-September, the web watching continues to be very good, and I definitely recommend getting out and taking a look at it. Other things of note, I mentioned the goldenrods being numerous. I have found 13 kinds of goldenrods in bloom here, 13 kinds of sunflowers. I found another sunflower in bloom just the day before yesterday. And there are about a dozen kinds of asters out there in bloom as well. Jewelweed, Joe Pieweed, Pearly Everlasting, all continue to be blooming. This is also the time when we're getting into some leaf color. Get out and take a look. And the trees, yes, they're starting to turn color. I saw yellows this week of sugar maple. I saw yellows of mountain maple, crabapple, black ash, birch, all with yellow leaves, and then, not to be outdone, quite a few red maples are holding red leaves, dogwood red, cherry, sumac, all of these, and then if you want to get down lower and look among the shrubs, you'll see rose and raspberry, where I live, also blackberry, so there's plenty of color out there. There's also color in our apple tree. We have a great crop of apples, and they just got ripe in the last few days, and I'm taking a closer look at that every time I go by. And let's don't forget the mushrooms. Mushroom season has been very good these last 2 weeks. It is waning a little bit right now during my walks in the last couple days. I didn't see quite as many mushrooms, but there's still a lot out there. And if we get some rain, and we did get some rain yesterday, and there's going to be more in the forecast, we can continue to see mushrooms as we go into this month. This is really an amazing month. The way it looks at the beginning here in these days, get out and take a look. And then get out and take a look at that same spot when we get to the end of the month. It's really an amazing month of changes that take place. So, yes, get out and enjoy it, Lisa. Take care.
Thank you so much, Larry. Larry Weber, our guest every Friday right here on 103.3 KUMD, Duluth Public Radio.